fuck it. But it's been too long. It's been too long. It's been a year since the last episode. A year. A whole 300, was it leap year? 60 something, 50 some days. A lot of days. I slept through a few of them.
What even is Doctor Who? It's been a year
since we last... Well, today's episode didn't illuminate us in any way, shape, or form. So it's been a year. By the way, we're going to say this immediately. The next episode of Doctor Who is on Sunday, this Sunday. Today's Wednesday. It's like 3-4 days away.
I'm looking forward to hanging out with you for a few hours this week, Dan. It's going to be great.
Yeah, we're going to hang out. We're going to have a good time. Since we last recorded an episode of this, one of us is a Sunday Times bestselling author, and one of us has played a John Wick game. So it's been a really fucking long time.
This is the productive shit really we can get done when we're not talking about Doctor Who. Like, when Doctor Who gets out of the way, we can both achieve great things.
So anyway, we should talk about Doctor Who, because this will go off the rails and talk about other things pretty much immediately. That's kind of our style. Series 2, fuck yeah, Doctor Who. Spyfall Part 1, really boring name, semi-boring episode.
Didn't know it was a Part 1. That was annoying.
Yeah, I went in without the knowledge. Did you not see it on the screen at the very start of the episode where it said...
No, I try not to read when I can avoid it, Dan. I try and, very low energy.
Yeah, that's... same. There's... I don't even know. This is full spoilers, by the way. We're going to jump in with full
spoilers.
So how far into the Master reveal did you realise it was the Master? Because I didn't clock it for quite a while.
I think it was kind of... It was kind of so clumsy and so completely out of left field that I assumed it was a joke for about 3 minutes after they decided it. I thought, okay, that's a funny bit. That's a funny bit. Obviously, he's not the Master. It's just going to be a thing. Mm. No, that's actually where they're going with this. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Did you work out that his house flying outside the windows because it's his TARDIS?
Oh.
Yeah, no one got that.
No, I missed that completely as well. That's fantastic. No, I completely skipped that.
They completely... I don't even know where to start with this episode. Like, it was such a fucking... I mean, I'm so happy Doctor Who's back. And this is like the perfect example of just... It's not middle of the road Doctor Who. It's simultaneously explosively fantastic and explosively awful.
We criticise because we care. That's why. This comes from a place of love.
I'm never going to not watch Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. But... some of that effort, like all the spy shit, I just thought was dull, and I was like, a percentage, hope that finishes before he gets, he's coming back before the percent. I want one day, shit, I might put this in a book at some point. I really want something to go, okay, we're going to download the thing, done. That it? Yeah, it's like alien data transfer, it takes like 6 seconds. Mm-hmm. I can download the internet in a minute, like it's not a...
It felt like a very good pitch for an episode that didn't really necessarily know what story it was telling. And it's one of those things as well, and you see this a lot, like where it's obviously all building up to that reveal at the end, but because you don't know the reveal's coming, you're just sat there going, when's the story going to start? What's the... Like, I still don't fully understand why they chased Lenny Henry.
Because he... wasn't acting in a comedy. Imagine casting Stephen Fry and Lenny Henry and giving neither of them a comedy line.
This was the conversation between me and my girlfriend, was why is Lenny Henry playing the villainous quiet man? Like, that's like, I get it, like comic actors are inherently creepy. Like the whole Robin Williams in horror movies was fantastic, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Good comedy actors, often they have that kind of slight edge to them that you can kind of do in that role, but like, Lenny Henry's like, you do. There's so many other Doctor Who roles you could put Lenny Henry in, and he'd absolutely tear the scenery apart. It'd be fantastic.
Like the Master. And Stephen Fry. I'd definitely give one to.
Say again, sorry?
I'd give him the Master.
He'd be a great Master, wouldn't he? He'd be fantastic. In the big Time Lord cape thing. He'd be perfect. But no. And then Stephen Fry, who bless him, he does Stephen Fry it up a bit. He's there doing his, his audible voice. Like, he's doing his...
I thought I was playing Little Big Planet halfway through that. It was great.
but yeah, like, just at least do another rewrite where you add some, like, 4-syllable words to Stephen Fry's script, surely. Like, just do a little bit for him there. But yeah, it was just odd. It was a lot of... It felt very top-heavy at the start. It felt like there was a lot of, like... It felt like they had, like, 10 minutes of, like, spy shit they wanted to pastiche. They had the master reveal, and then they realized they only had 15 minutes, so they had to add, like, 25 minutes of basketball observations and Australian jokes to the start of it. Like, it was a very odd episode.
How long? It felt... Because when the master... not the master reveal, when, like, the... they did the bit with Yaz. I was like, oh, this is going to be a great cliffhanger. And then the episode went on for another 20 minutes. I was like, oh, I wanted to get off back there. Like, that was... Wait, why is Yaz... What? But, yeah. What did you see, Yaz? Nothing. You were in a forest of creepy electric trees.
Yeah. You're inside. I don't know if you've got... Have you got an Apple TV? The current Apple TV screensaver is like... I guess it's like very deep, kind of like a forest of seaweed underwater with fish swimming bars. Anyone with Apple TV knows what I'm talking about. And it was that. They're in the Apple TV screensaver right now. That's sort of that world that the Doctor's in is.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's their shrunk down living in the Master's beard, calling that now, because he's...
Oh, no. Oh, you're not wrong, are you? Or something, or like the carpet of his house or something.
It's going to be something, yeah. I don't know what the electric shit was, but, you know, there was definitely a...
No, you're right, though, aren't you? Yeah.
Always keep him close, yeah. Sorry, spoilers for the next episode, probably.
Yeah.
Because that's right, I went, Forest of Hair. I've been here before.
The Master, you meant to do your Master episodes and then let the Master disappear for, like, 5 or 10 seasons just to kind of... Yeah. Be off in the...
Back.
Say again?
Yeah. Then jumps back, yeah. It's a surprise, yeah. A reveal.
You got to put it back in the oven for a bit, you know.
I literally was thinking, I was like, you know, so we had, like, Capaldi's Regeneration episode, which, like, the one before it was, like, the big Master episode. Then his Regeneration episode. And then, like, this. And I was like, that's, like, 3 episodes. And I was like, oh, no, wait, Jodie had an entire series between these that I just forgot happened.
You just forgot the entire existence of that season.
And I watched a part of it literally on Christmas Day. Watched the previous episode.
Oh, just to get yourself kind of hyped up and back in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still hyped up. I still fucking love Doctor Who. But
she's amazing. Like, I don't think... Well, the whole cast, to be honest. Like, I just don't think the stories are quite where they need to be. But, like, that cast is a good cast. Like, that's
we
a
got
solid
a lot more out of Yaz and Ryan and Graham in this episode. I feel like my big beef with the last season of having... Nothing like Yaz is like, I'm not a police officer. Yaz was definitely a police officer like 5 times in this episode.
They highlighted it, yeah, exactly. Why is this comment? I love the idea that in this world she keeps getting like mysterious letters from government saying that she's allowed to piss off for a few months. I think that's fantastic. I love that idea. I hope they go back to that. I kind of want the, you know, her supervising officer to be increasingly jealous of the amazing missions he thinks she's going on and stuff like that. You can have fun with that. That's quite neat.
I did when they revealed, because I'm going all over the place now, when they revealed Thingy as O, and I went, when they like, because I was like, oh, I think they're setting up, this will be like a good time to bring back a character like Captain Jack or someone. I was like, a nice stealth.
Yeah, I thought they were going to Jack. I was expecting like grizzled Barrowman to show up, like with a bag over his head out the back of a van, and they pull it off and he's like, you know, do you guys miss me or something? Like, I was waiting for him to just come in and ham the rest of the episode up. I was disappointed.
I felt like, yeah, the episode kind of needed that as well. Like, A little bit of something in the episode was necessary. But no, when they didn't reveal it, I went, oh, he's the baddie.
Yeah.
And then they knocked me out of a thing by going, oh, he's actually the Master. You know, I don't understand the plot of this episode. I don't get it.
I have no idea. No. None of it makes any sense. Like, and that's the other thing is, and I think this is, when you're doing the spy episode as well, the thing about spies... is spy movies is, yeah, it's kind of like Doctor Who in that the stakes are always like, this person's going to take over the world. But it kind of didn't need to necessarily, like, I don't know what their plan, I don't know what the villain's plan is, and we've been through the first episode. Like, I don't know, you know, what weapon they're building
to take over the universe.
Say again, sorry?
They're here to take over the universe.
Yeah, but, like, there should be... Is there a weapon? Like, it's just a really weird kind of... I don't know what problem the protagonists of your story are trying to solve. And we're an hour in now. Like, it's a really odd set of choices. And I think it is because they were planning to, they wanted to do that reveal of the Master, and like, therefore they couldn't really have much happen before that, and they kind of trying to distract us with some razzmatazz until then. But yeah, I just, what's the problem that the heroes are trying to fix? What's the inciting incident? You know?
I mean, someone shot Stephen Fry, which was like, that blew up the Houses of Parliament.
Why?
In Vendetta.
What? Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, once you've killed Stephen Fry, your story's in motion. That's
anarchy. Anarchy reigns as soon as Stephen Fry dies. He dies in everything.
I mean, your story's going until you kill Sean Bean 2 hours later, intended.
Yeah, it was so right, let's see if we can recap it. There was spies are being killed off.
Spies being killed off across the world from all over different spy agencies.
So the Doctor goes to a spy agency. Yeah. Yep. Doctor goes to a spy agency and they're like, they're killing stuff off. Also, Lenny Henry might be involved.
Yeah.
And so the Doctor's like, right, I'm going to go and talk to another spy, and you're going to go talk to the person who we know could be the villain and use all the alien tech. What? Why? Whoa, hang on. These are surely the other way around for this. If you trust someone, you swap these around. These are the roles that you would go the other way. And Graham, mm-hmm. you do the exposition. Gotcha. Because that's Graham's role.
I mean, for the next 20 minutes, I was giggling at the fact that the company's name was
Vore. It was called Vore. Every time it came up, I was going,
no one involved. This is interesting. So nobody involved in the decision-making process behind the Doctor Who script editing process is under 40. Like, that's what we've learned.
That's definitely something you've learned there. Phoebe Waller-Bridge would have spotted that immediately.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge would not have had, or she would have put it in, but she'd have had some fun with it, right? Like,
if it was Phoebe, it would have been called MILF. That's what it would have been
MILF. Yeah, exactly.
Vore made me laugh every single time, and there's just, that was bad. That's not a... For those of you who don't know, literally just type the word into Google and
don't
you'll
ever
go,
type the word into Google.
Oh no!
How many children are going to have an awkward conversation with their parents?
Look, the Master's shrinking people down and the company's called for. Maybe his plan is to just eat the world.
Is Chibnall, you know, trying to tell us something? Is there a subtext here? You know, Doctor Who has always been, you know, a show that progresses the conversation around various social issues and kind of opens up new pathways in society. Maybe this is what Chibnall's trying to kind of convey. Or not.
Vore is, yeah. I mean, he's giving it to the Master, so it's not a lot to... If it is the Master, it probably is the Master. Not a great... reveal. I don't.
So how long was the Master gone for? Literally one season, right?
One season. But also so were the Time Lords, the word Gallifrey. The TARDIS was gone for like 4 episodes. There was, most things kind of... Brought back the Master before they brought back the... Oh no, the Daleks were the last episode. Again, the episode I watched last week.
Yeah. I have already forgotten every detail.
It's fine. Yeah.
You do the Daleks. The second series, you do the Cybermen.
The Cybermen are in this season.
Are they really? There you go, then.
Yeah, the
perfect.
Cybermen are in this season. Also, the Daleks are probably in the Christmas special. So,
of course they are, yeah.
Because why wouldn't they be? Sorry, just bore every time.
Every single time, right? Just the teenage giggle.
They kept saying it as well.
They really did. Like, more
should have gone.
More than they had to.
I hope next time we go like, Vore, it's eating us alive! Or, you know, something's going to happen. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
They went to see M16, but instead their car stole a scene from a previous episode of Doctor Who and was hijacked for a brief mile.
Correct.
That happened in this episode, and it was like, destination, die, because these aliens that are trans-dimensional and from the furthest corner of the galaxy.
Deep sense of irony. Deep sense of irony, the inter-universal creatures.
I do like that that is a repeat of literally a thing from Doctor Who, from the Poison Sky Suntaran Stratagem episode, where the Doctor's in the thing and the thing goes, "You have reached your destination," and then tries to drive the Doctor into a river. Evil sat.
I'm nodding system. As if I remember that. Yes, Dan. No, that is the right out. Yes, yeah, that episode. System. I remember. No, I recall. No, it was a great episode.
Yeah, the Suntarans. Martha Jones coming back. Donna Noble. Unit. It's a two-part. Helen Raynor wrote it.
You know what I want to know? I want to know what your favourite Doctor Who fan site has rated this episode as.
Oh, shit. Gallifrey Base. Here we
That's
go.
The one.
I did open this up.
Of course you did.
What would you give it out of a 10?
This is as close to a format as we've ever had on this show.
Hey, look, this is the longest we've ever spoken about Doctor Who on this show. And you
That's a really
know
good
it.
Point. That's a really good point. We are still focused on the content of the episode, so fair play.
Because I think it's because there was just a lot of shit going on. None of it seemed to be... So these... Why did they hack the car and fire a laser beam at that one guy and not a laser beam at the other people?
Because it was only early in the episode, Dan. And they had to... more plot had to happen.
Speaking as a sci-fi novelist, I know that...
An award, not a world, well, no, you're not winning awards, but a best-selling sci-fi novelist.
Earlier today, fuck, it's still the first. Actually, no, it was yesterday, it was the 31st. The very end of last year, I wrote the very last line of the book, the second book.
Oh, congratulations.
Boom.
So that's the first draft, so now you've got to spend 3 years rewriting it, right?
Oh, no, I've written, like, the first word and the last word. I know where it starts and end, but everything in between will work out as we go.
Oh, but, cool, okay.
Yeah, when the sat-nav I just know where the ending, and I know that it's so fucked up. Some people are going to be mad at me. It's great.
That's good. I think it always leave your audience angry. Those are the words I've always heard.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want the audience to finish reading and go, "What the fuck? I hate you! Do
indeed,
more!"
No, exactly. I take the same approach to, like, video game controls. It's good.
Yeah. I can't believe you're a John Wick game, you cock, without telling me. It's fine.
I didn't tell you, did I, until we announced it? I think you DM'd me going, "You fucker." That's good.
I believe I called you a cunt, sir.
Oh, I was... Okay, fair enough. Well, that changes everything.
Because Mike kept going, "I'm working on something for a bit of a big name." And I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, I'm interested. Tell me." He's like, "No, I can't tell you shit." And then I get an announcement trailer, and because you were like, "I'll tell you 5 minutes before we air it," and then you fucking didn't, did you? You forgot about all fucking. No, you did tell me.
It's a big
I had
day,
to
Dan.
Find
it's a big
it.
Day.
I was like, "Oh shit, they announced a John Wick game." What? Why does it say Bethel at the start of the trailer? Send swear words to fucking triangle man, square rectangle man. You know, happy feeling shapes. Feeling shapes boy. That's what you are on my phone.
Feeling shapes boy. That's, yeah. I mean, honestly, fair enough. I think I'm still saved as nerd on my partner of 15 years' phone, so it's fine. I'm used to it. Actually, I think I'm iNerd because I upgraded to an iPhone and got a new number, so she updated that to iNerd on her phone. So there you go.
I need to get an iPhone. I'll put "not Danny Wallace" for you. That's what I'm going to
have.
Not Danny Wallace.
I like that.
Doctor Who. So, the car was taken over and then it wasn't in a sequence I didn't quite understand. The laser beam shot the man because, I don't know,
reasons.
Was he not necessary? He then...
Because he was driving, right? They took out the driver so that the sat-nav could drive them where they wanted to go, right?
But the controls weren't working. We established this with many shots of the steering and the driving wasn't working.
And it was made even better by the I think two exterior shots where they forgot to paint out the stunt driver of the car. So you just saw a big bald guy driving the car backwards, which was quite fun. I enjoyed that.
If you are trying to do Mission Impossible on a Doctor Who budget, some corners are going to have to be cut.
Occasionally, a bald man is going to be in shot. I understand. I get it.
Right.
I get it.
Gallifrey Brace has refreshed. Because it takes that long, because fucking angry nerds. They give it an 8 out of 10. Majority.
Really?
107 votes currently, 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10, then 9 out of 10 is the next biggest. 10 out of 10 is the next biggest, then 7. And then I voted it as 6, with 2.4% of the vote.
I'm with you on the 6. Like,
it's a 6 out of 10.
It's the last 5 minutes they're getting those numbers, right?
No.
It's people are excited to see the master. That's what it is.
Oh, for those numbers. Yeah, for my numbers, no. That I just kind
of... Oh, no, yeah, exactly. You know, it doesn't redeem the episode. If you're the Gallifrey audience. You're into that.
For me, it's the sequence from them sneaking back into Lenny Henry's office and wondering why he hasn't done any jokes to Yaz appearing in Australia was an interesting sequence that I went, ah, that's like in the dudes flashing up in the windows. That was a really cool sequence. I adored that, and I was like, that's really a cool moment. And they say, all the alien stuff was really cool. All the spy stuff was just straight spy stuff. I really hate when Doctor Who plays everything straight. It doesn't work. It's like when they did Into the Dalek. It's like, we're going to go inside a Dalek, and then it was just, we're in a Dalek story.
It's the same corridor you've seen in five previous episodes, but it's lit slightly differently, you know, yeah. And like you say, the lack of humour. Because it's spy stuff. Like, why didn't they go... I wanted them to go more like Spy Kids, you know what I mean? Kind of daft, silly, a bit of 60s retro.
Yeah.
Have fun with it, you know? Rather than trying to make, effectively, you know, a Daniel Craig movie, rather than a... I wanted Roger Moore. That's what I want. I wanted that kind of
humor to it. No, you said Spy Kids. We're sticking with Spy... I wanted Johnny English. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. That's
Yeah, fair play. Fair play.
I wanted... The Doctor's perfect for the Johnny English sort of role of just bumbling through and succeeding in the wrong way round.
Yeah. And it's just, why are the aliens not also spies? That's the thing. And it should be multiple... Like, I don't know what the aliens are.
The aliens are spies. They said the aliens are spies, and then they showed loads of parallel Earths and were like, oh, I don't know what lots of Earths means. I'm like, wow, so Rose is fucking forgotten. Rose currently stranded on parallel Earth. Totally forgotten. Sorry,
Rose. She's being looked after by David Tennant clones, so she's fine. Don't worry about her. But, like, it's... Yeah.
Russell wasn't always
I guess what I mean
perfect.
Is I want the aliens to act like spies. I want to have, like, the aliens, like, meeting on a park bench to exchange a briefcase or anything spy-y. You know what I mean? I know that's silly, but, like, that's the tone I want. I want, like... I want moustache-twirling aliens, because it feels like the aliens have just walked in from the generic box of Doctor Who aliens. Rather than being in any way linked to the theme of the episode. They're not spy aliens. They're just aliens.
Yeah. They're sort of a best
collection. I don't know what they want. I don't know what they want or how they're going to do it.
They're working for the Master, so it now doesn't matter.
And that's the problem, right? Is the writer knew that 5 minutes into the script, but I did not. And therefore was frustrated. Hopefully the second part will pick it up, though. I guess now that we know all that, hopefully the second one will actually just be a fun adventure story.
Yeah, Fingers you crossed. Say that.
Yeah.
Anytime they tried to do spy stuff, it didn't work. Anytime they did alien stuff, I thought it was pretty effective. The motorbike chase, Christ, cut that out. That, no. 15 shots.
Yeah, that was where you saw the budget. Bike. The budget did not stretch to the motorbike kind of moment.
The budget chasing after a plane with Lenny Henry was on and then wasn't, and then he's a bomb, and then the master hadn't. I didn't.
So what happened to Lenny Henry? Was
he I don't know. Maybe. Maybe he's in his beard.
Because he's in the next time on.
Yeah, I know. There's so much. I don't know. I don't know what happened to Yaz. Why was Yaz in a beard and then teleported back? Because the master taking one of the doctor's companions and swapping them for someone who's working for him. Great. But that's a single parter and they kind of have jostled past that briefly. And I feel like the doctor being stranded in the beard place doesn't work. I'm going to call it the beard place from now on.
Beard place is good. No, beard place is solid. I like that.
Being stranded there in the beard place doesn't really feel like anything considering how easy Yaz kind of just walked out of it. So if you had like a generic nobody appear there, like one of the dudes who get zapped early on, you know, have one of them appear in it like, what? And then never see them again. Or have electricity then zap them and they explode, you know? That would have been... And then when the doctor's there, you're like, oh, shit, that's a problem. It's not like, oh, yeah, Yaz was here 5 minutes ago and everything.
Yeah, it's a waiting room, right? Like, it's established that's a safe space to just chill for a bit and then return to the story when appropriate, you know?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Have someone go in there and be like, oh, shit, and then suddenly... Monster.
But I like the idea, actually. I do like the idea of if there were other people there. Like, if we'd been seeing characters getting shunted over there throughout the story, but no one ever escaped, and then the Doctor joins them, and you've got the sense of, oh, she's going to have to, you know, Seven Samurai, like, work with the group of people in the beard place to get back into the show. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But again, like, there's no stakes set up for that, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I know she'll be fine. Yeah. Like, she's going to just wander out. Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is you can't reveal... doing this. I don't really like a master reveal in the first episode, because it's like, well, looking forward to episode 3, when this is not a thing anyone gives a shit about anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, yeah, and we're all going to watch this episode anyway, so I don't. It's not like it's a ratings getter or a.
It keeps people for number 2 if they care, but the last time, the Master stuff didn't go down super well last time.
Oh, was the Mistress, I mean, people didn't dig that?
It wasn't the Missy, it was the Missy and Master finale of Dull with the Cybermen and the.
Mm.
God, Missy had 2 finales for Cybermen. Cybermen on the big machine of. Because the BBC went, John Simms coming back! John Simms coming back, and everyone went, oh, thanks for telling us. And then the whole first part of that episode is just building up to John Simms coming back. And then at the end it's like, ha ha, John Simms back! And you're like, oh my god, we've only just caught up with a trailer. Like, that's. It's, you just took 60 minutes of my life to catch me up to a trailer. Like.
Mm.
Which kind of torpedoed my love of that two-parter. But I mean, like, Missy's characterization and sort of the Master dying off in the. All of that jazz seems to have been forgotten.
Yep.
Completely.
Well, he is playing it as the John Simms Master, isn't he? Like,
yes.
The kind of the fun, jazz handy kind of.
Yeah.
I'm having the time of my life kind of Master character. I'm interested to see if that actor is the actor who's going to portray the Master, or if they're going to swap out. Because he's meant to be in a disguise. Is it going to turn out to be another actor, or is it going to be that guy's going to be playing that role for the season? Do we know anything about that?
Sacha Dhawan isn't his name.
Okay.
Ooh, I think so. I literally don't know. That name, I think I've invented a name. I've invented a name, and from my sources, maybe he's just.
You're the guy who's usually read all the press releases. I'm the idiot. I'm with the audience. I'm very much the Alan Davies of this podcast. I'm the guy who's just throwing stuff out there. You're meant to know this shit.
Aside from the trailers, I have kept completely away from it.
Okay.
Apart from the time a friend of mine texted me a picture like, there's Daleks on my bridge. I was like, you fucker! You absolute fucker! But yeah, I've managed to keep away from it. So this might have been a thing that leaked out a while ago. I don't know. But
okay.
Yeah. I doubt it. It wasn't in the trailer.
Mm.
It might have been. Who knows? But yeah, so I want to talk about the actual reveal of the Master, because we've had lots of Master reveals over the years. And I think in a new section, we're going to talk about our favourite Master reveals in New Who.
You go first.
I'll go first. Derek Jacobi wins.
That's a pretty special one, yes.
Because that was the first sort of the New Who. And that, honestly, the episode, the end of, what's that episode called? Utopia. The end of Utopia is the finest 5 minutes of Doctor Who ever made, ever produced. That is the tensest, most brilliant cliffhanger. Everything's at stake. Everything's being set up and everything is paying off properly. And him being suddenly the really lovely old man becoming a villain.
And that's the part that makes it hurt, right? Because he's a lovely old man. And the thing, and Jacobi as well is a good enough actor. That if I remember that scene right, like he's visibly upset at what he's becoming and what the truth of who he is. Like
he's
getting shaken up by that. Say again, sorry?
Yeah. He's got the fob watch. It's kind of because he was the Master of the fob watch.
But you're watching a good man being upset by the reality of who he actually is, which is just incredible. Like, the idea of how an actor can portray that on his face is mind-blowing to me.
Plus, the series before had established that when a Doctor takes that form, like, that Derek Jacobi's character is gone. Like, he vanishes. He's basically killing himself. You're like, no, old man, don't do it. And then you've got the flashbacks. You are not alone. And then Captain Jack and Martha running in the future kind, whoever the fuck they were running through the thing, and all the music's going, oh shit, and the Doctor gets a nice showdown, the TARDIS is stolen and they're trapped, and you're like, oh, this is fucking incredible, the regeneration sequence. And in this, he went, you should have been looking for the Spy Master, and then everyone went, oh, and I went, what? And then like a few sentences later, I was like, oh, is he the Master? Oh, I didn't get that.
It's really weirdly delivered.
Yeah.
And like, doesn't have... And as well, because it's delivered in a loud moment, because there's a bomb and the plane's going to crash and blah, 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 blah. You do miss it. Like, it is, like you said,
Was this before the bomb? No, I can't remember.
Is it before the bomb?
I don't remember.
I thought the bomb had been revealed.
No, the bomb hadn't revealed, because then they ran in and were like, what about Lenny Henry? Oh, no! He's... gone off to do some right. relief stuff.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Okay, I'm just remembering it badly. But it's just a very odd scene.
It was
very
all over the place. All over the place. Just, yeah. They could have done that because they were like, for the whole episode, it was like, you got to look for the spy leader. Spy leader. What about the spy master? I'm like, yeah, say it however you want. Just get with the fucking plot. Oh! I get it. And I get your name now. It's like, oh, they didn't do this very well. Yeah, so good. We have a new master, maybe, or just somebody in a disguise. Maybe it'll turn out to be John Sim. Maybe it'll turn out to be Missy. It can't be Missy, because
it could be John Sim. Say again.
But literally a season ago, we had like the redemption of the master. Like that was.
That's
the
thing is, I want him. I don't want the master. I want the master to be away for a few years so you forget. That's the beauty of the master reveal. It's not really a master reveal because it's just. It's the master walking back into the room having left only a moment ago. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
You need to forget about the masters for the master. And also, I think as well, and this might be more controversial, I need a doctor who I'm much more experienced with and much more related to. Do you know what I mean? Like, I need to kind of... You want to believe the doctor's forgotten about the master as well. The doctor's moved on with their life and they're doing things and we've got kind of a status quo going, and then the master comes in and blows all that up. Yeah. And it feels unearned. It doesn't feel like we're there yet with these characters.
Yeah, I mean, because we had... So for the Master episodes, we had Series 3. End of Series 3 was the Utopia and Sound of the Drums and all that sort of shit. Then there was Tenant's Finale was the Master coming back. But also all the Time Lords and all that sort of shuffle of as much shit as they could throw at Tenant at once. Which was fine, because Tenant, like, his Doctor was at this weirdest fucking point in his life at that point. After Wars and Mars and stuff. Then for the 11th Doctor, Matt Smith never met the Master.
Oh shit, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took it a whole season without the Master. And then we had the reveal of Missy, Capaldi's, the end of Capaldi's first series.
Yeah.
And then Missy was around like four or five times, like a very constant.
Basically, maybe I'm wrong then. Maybe Capaldi, it was the first year. Maybe it was because I'd not seen the Master against Matt Smith. Maybe that's why it felt like it was longer. It didn't,
Well, how many episodes actually had the Missy in? Because it was like five or six different episodes.
She was a recurring, it was not one arc.
She became a big deal. And then, like, in the last season, she was in almost every episode because she was still...
Well, she was your Stephen Moffat, everything's linking up to the last episode plot. She was the bad wolf of that season, wasn't she? She was
It was an annoying bad one, but it's fine. It was a... it's fine. It did a thing. I feel like she was with Capaldi so much because that was the end of her arc. That was the Master done. That was a line drawn on. Like, the Master turned on the Master. Like, the evilest person that the Master could turn on is the Master.
Mm.
And then, you've got... She cleaned her conscience and then died. Like, that was the thing. She was like, I'm dead now, there. And, like, now it's just, I'm back and I'm evil again. I'm like, okay... Cool.
Yeah,
don't really give it. I always wanted to write a Master story where the Master turns up and it's a new face of the Master, and the Doctor's like, the Master, I must stop him. What are you doing? The Master's like, I'm not doing shit. I beat you like three regenerations ago. Like, I've just been tossing around the universe. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, I killed you, Doctor. Like, there's nothing. I got no beef with you right now because I know, like, and it's this face. Like, I watched this face die. Like, I don't care. The Doctor trying to get information at the Master of how he got killed.
That's nice.
Good story. Yeah.
And I think as well that also has the quality of a good Master story, which is that the inevitability of success, right? That the Master's absolutely in control. Because the whole thing with Doctor is the Doctor is hyper-competent and always knows the solution, is five steps ahead of the audience most of the time. So having the Master, who has that same kind of superhuman, time lordy, timey-wimey skill... is what makes a story satisfying. He's massively in control. And I got that wasn't what came across in this episode as they were hurtling towards the ground. Like, I didn't feel that level of, the perfect trap.
The world's smallest bomb. The world's biggest bomb. The world's smallest explosion.
Yes, which was stopped by a little door.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think that door's pretty strong in this post 9/11 world in which we find ourselves.
Whoa. Getting political on the podcast. No, yeah, absolutely. But still, like,
sorry, I took that event happened 19 logic. Years ago.
God, yeah, it's been a while, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Did you know that Cats was the Broadway musical Cats was closed the night two nights before September the 11th? Coincidence?
Yes.
Yes, it was. Yes, no, it was. Definitely was.
Yes. Although the current monstrosity that's on at the cinemas.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I value my sanity.
Oh, I really need to see it. I really need to see it. I had friends over to play board games a couple of nights ago, and I made them listen to Starlight Express while we played Ticket to Ride. And it was the best, best evening. I love it.
Nerd. So.
But a very confusing kind of nerd, right? Like, yeah. I mix lots of different interesting nerdinesses. That's what I go for. Yeah.
I'm wearing a Doctor Who t-shirt. I'm wearing a Doctor Who mixed with a heist t-shirt. Doctor's 11, you can see right there.
I see what they did there, yeah. No, I see what they did there, yeah.
I mean, it's quite an old t-shirt considering it's missing three Doctors, in fact. Oh, shit.
You know what? That's actually, there you go. That's my overarching problem with this episode. And it's your t-shirt that inspired this. Uh-huh. What was the episode which was the heist episode? It was a bank.
Time heist.
Yeah, time heist. Not the one in Avengers.
No.
But there was one, wasn't there? It was an episode which was about
it was called Time Heist.
Capaldi was it episode. Really?
It was called Time Heist.
Ant-Man stole a joke from the BBC. I love it. the problem with that episode and the problem with this episode is they use, like, oh, we're going to do a heist episode, we're going to do a spy episode, we're going to do a whatever episode. And then they just make it a generic Doctor Who, the universe is about to be destroyed by one alien race who's invading. That's my problem. I just, with this, I wanted a fun spy romp with an interesting sci-fi twist on the concept. That this was, you know, the villain was from another world, and they wanted to take over the world because of something that made sense in a spy context. I wanted to see aliens with briefcases. I wanted to see, aliens who were trying to do spycraft. With the heist movie, I just wanted, with the heist episode, I wanted them to do a bit of time travel flavored heisting.
They
and that would have been
bit
fun.
At the end, but to reveal who did the heist, and it's kind of like the bit at the end where somebody betrays you. It's kind of like they just swapped a chunk out for a different. Similar
and that's the problem, because it is. That's the thing is, I think where Doctor Who, where the really great standout episodes of Doctor Who work, it's where they play off of whatever trope or time period or genre they're aping in that episode is.
Yeah,
and yeah, I wanted a fun, silly spy movie this week, and I got the exact same episode of Doctor Who, but they were talking about spy words. It was a spy. I was getting the spy themed pinball machine rather than a spy video game. That's what it was. I was getting a reskin.
Why wasn't it called The Spy Who? Because that's great
good.
Title.
Yeah, that's quite good.
that's what I like that. Or spy was it Spyfall?
Spyfall.
Yeah. It's Spyfall.
It feels like there's better Doctor. There's better Doctor Who, James Bond.
The Spy jokes. Who. I love the Spy Who.
Spy Who is good.
Yeah, that's all you need. See, I want you just have to. You start it off with the kind of the same setup of we need to talk to the Doctor because some mad shit's happening, and then the Doctor looks at some footage, and there's like it's somebody wearing a mask, and they go through a wall, and the Doctor's like. Well, I guess someone else has got new technology. I'll see you later. And they're like, no, Doctor. We think this isn't a human. Like, we need you. And then he gets assassinated. And you're like, ah. Or, you know, they put a fucking device on the TARDIS and they lock it off. And you're like, well, I need to get the TARDIS. No, we'll blow it up because we're M16. Incidentally, fun story. My dad did the ceilings in MI6 in London when he was...
Was that right?
Because he used to run a ceiling company and they get like a little contractor out to do... I mean, they've definitely changed it all now, but he used to build suspended ceilings. With some of their offices, he built all the suspended ceilings.
Oh, that's cool. It's a fun building to walk past because it's the most... It's like Fort Knox. It's incredible. Like, you feel guilty just looking at it as you walk past. It's kind of... But you're right, yes. I wanted a spy... Or like... Do Casino Royale with an alien. There's this alien species. There's this interstellar bounty hunter who's stolen the plans to not the Death Star, and the not the Death Star is the most dangerous weapon, and it's going to fall into the wrong hands. He's a massive fan of of fucking gambling in some form. Doctor, we need your help to go and stop him before the game can start. And the Doctor then fails to do that, and then the Doctor has to, via montage, learn to be an amazing gambler and card player. And you Snap. Have and Bradley Walsh, right? Bradley Walsh, he was obsessed with poker as a younger man, so he's teaching. So you get him in an authority role, teaching the Doctor.
Friends taught it to him. Yep.
Say again, sorry.
His bus driver friends taught it to him.
There you go. Every okay. Tuesday they had a poker game, him and the bus drivers, and he's teaching the Doctor how to play high stakes poker. And then you still get your moment of them all putting on tuxedos and walking to the casino floor. Around the table, you've got all these different aliens we've seen in Doctor Who, all dressed in kind of a casino-y way. You know, what's the rhino thing called? The rhino aliens?
Jadoon.
They've shown up because they really want this weapon, so they've got a player at the table, you know, and you do
fun... They're in this series at some point.
Oh, there you go then. So yeah. You have... And that's the episode I wanted, where it was, like, silly, fun, bit more character-led, bit more spy-y, rather than just going, we need to have a briefcase with some gadgets in, we need to have a car chase, we need to have a tuxedo, and she needs to introduce herself as Who Doctor Who. I know she doesn't say that. She says the Doctor, doesn't she? Doctor, the Doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like a shopping list of things someone who'd never seen a spy movie put onto a regular Doctor Who plot, and that bothered me.
Yeah.
Rant over.
You're allowed the rant. Because I had this, again...
That's why we're here. That's why we're here, Dan.
We had Into the Dalek, but like a few days before there, Rick and Morty had their episode with the going inside the guy and they built a theme park and everything. And everything Doctor Who was doing, I was like, no, I don't give a shit about any of this. Like, this is all... been done and more. Like, I don't want to go as far as the most recent Rick and Morty, which was like fucking heist. Have you seen that one in series 4?
I've seen parts of series 4. I've not seen all of it though. Oh, the heist where they go to the convention. The heist where the only way to get in is to drill through the window in a certain. Yeah, that's fun.
That's too far for Doctor Who.
That's too far for Doctor Who. Yeah, you can't go that silly. Yeah.
The middle, there's a nice middle ground there where Doctor Who should play. With just silly stuff, like, you know, the Doctor's like, and we're going to see, you know, there's a guy in a long trench coat, your overcoat, and the big hat, and he's sort of skulking around the darkness. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, shit, we're going to find out who this person is. The Doctor's a master, and it's just white face, the alien, puts the hat back on. Okay, wasn't expecting that, you know, and then escapes, runs through a wall, and then you've got your alien spies, not just sort of like, dum, stomp, stomp. It's the Cyberman problem I have. With enemies just kind of stand there and aren't doing anything, and they walk...
The creepy zombie alien type, it's not fun. It's not fun for every episode.
No. You know? Yeah. If it turns out to be the Cybermen, I'm going to be so fucked off, because that's three Cybermen Master episodes in a row.
It could be, though, couldn't it, if they're coming from an alternate universe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to go a bit Cyberman-y.
That would make sense, and they're mocking...
Because
they find the human form amusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, could be.
I really now want a Black Book spin-off that's like a 70s cop drama called Cybermanny, with just Bill Bailey being like a cyberpunk detective.
Yeah, and all he can and all of his gruff RoboCop snarly voice clips are from the book, A Little Book of Calm. Scrolling through.
Calm. Yeah, he's got a new little book. Look at spin-off. You've got to spin it off. You don't want to be like,
occasionally, it is good to find time for yourself. That kind of thing. That'd be good. I'd watch that.
I'd watch the shit out of that. So, it looks like everyone's saying this was a really good episode. We're wrong. Mike, we're so wrong.
We often disagree with the community, it's fair to say. It's not the Star... Because at least we're not criticising Star Wars. At least we are criticising something where people will not absolutely hate us for not liking the episode.
Haven't seen Rise of Skywalker, but only because I'm a huge fan of The Last Jedi. It's my favourite.
So I'm in the same boat.
This is what everybody has said to me. They're all like, you're gonna fucking hate it. And I'm like, no. Yeah.
I loved Last Jedi. Like, for me, Jedi was like, oh, Star Wars, they can tell different stories now. They've opened up the universe, they're gonna do cool new weird things. That's great. and then Rise of Skywalker at like five separate occasions retcon something I like about Last Jedi out of the franchise, and you're just like, oh yeah. No, oh no. Yeah, so if you like Last Jedi, you will not like... I don't think you'll like Rise of Skywalker. I know some people who did like Last Jedi that do like Rise of Skywalker, fair enough, but if you like Last Jedi for the reasons I like Last Jedi, you're probably not going to be a massive fan.
I like Last Jedi because it had balls. It told an interesting story. It wasn't afraid of anything.
Yeah, you might. Okay. Maybe wait for the DVD of Rise of Skywalker,
I'll wait for the Betamax. That's what I'll do. Just
wait for the Betamax, that's it. Yeah. The one true format.
It's apart from Vor and things getting small, and definitely someone's going to be eaten, and people living in beards, and aliens that we don't know what they're doing, and the Master coming back, and the world's smallest, biggest bomb, and an angry Uber driver, and a weird Uber joke shouted by Graham because they didn't have anything for him to do, and Yaz being a police officer, and Ryan being there. What else happened in this episode of... There was so much. There's still so many things I can think of that were also in this episode. There was just so much shit. The Doctor playing Snap, I thought was fun. That's a nice Doctor-y moment.
That was quite fun. That's the spy episode I want to watch. Yeah. Is the Doctor playing Snap in a casino? What else happened that was interesting? I did like the slight bit of chemistry between Master and Yaz. I thought that was quite nicely played, that they were kind of getting on quite well. I was like, there might be something in the second episode there. But no, clearly not at this point. That's fine.
Yeah, or the Master's going to just take Yaz's skin and live in Yaz for the rest of the season.
That'd be interesting. That'd give the actress something to do this season, which would be great for her.
I've always wanted the Doctor to pick up a companion, and then the finale, like, I was the Master. I mean, that would tie in great with a Master who's like, I beat you, like, I destroyed you in this, and like, it's the same story as well.
I like that every episode of this podcast ends with us going, you know what, we should write Doctor Who. They should just let us write Doctor Who.
The Paradox the available. Arrogance available. Paradox. I know what the sequel's called as well, if I do a sequel. I'm not saying it now. Okay. It's because it's one of those things where I'm like, if I do this ending, like, oh god, I have to write a sequel. So, but I don't want to do it open, and I don't want to do it super closed off. But I do want to do some like proper sci-fi shit that people just kind of avoid because it's hard. Just set up. It's not that hard as we've seen today. It's not that hard. Like, they're not trying. they're not putting their effort in. They're not putting the welly in.
I just need them to start telling stories about characters doing things in places.
Yeah, and not just sort of like these weird fragmented chases through airports on motorbikes. How do you drive a motorbike onto an airport?
With great difficulty, I imagine.
It was clearly a commercial airport because it had massive planes taken off from it. Like the guy must have waited at the gate and they were like, we don't really want to let you in because you were firing a gun.
Yeah. Something about this seems fishy. That's what they do. What they've done in the Doctor Who universe since September the 11th, then pretty lax in airports. What they've done is they put all of their security budget into the doors to the cockpit. They spent a lot of money making those as secure as possible, and they don't really worry about anything else. That's the bit that matters.
But somehow Lenny Henry was turned into a bomb, or got smaller, or.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see where Lenny Henry comes back in. What a wasted opportunity to have Lenny Henry in Doctor Who. The things they could have got Lenny Henry to do for a Doctor Who episode. Because he's great. He would have done something really interesting.
Absolutely. He didn't. You know what, though? I am excited for the next episode.
Becomes the Master, though? What if the next episode is Lenny Henry becomes the Master?
But like, I feel like this is kind of,
because that I would watch. That would blow me away. If we're sitting here after the next episode and Lenny Henry is now de facto the Master for the next season of Doctor Who,
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Love it.
10 out of 10. No problems. I feel like I'm really excited to watch the next episode because, you know, when people are like, oh, I don't know where they're going to go from here. I literally don't know where the fuck they're going with this story.
Or why they go there. Yeah. Yeah,
because it was like, next time in Victorian days, I'm like, what the absolute fuck is happening now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
We'll see. Only a few days, right? When is it? Saturday?
It's Sunday. As it was not last year, there was no episodes of Doctor Who last year.
A lot's happened, as we established at the start of the episode. But a lot of us happened to both of us since we last recorded this, so, yeah.
I feel so old. I'm 30 now. Oh. You're what, pushing 50? I don't know about...
Yeah, no, I'm nearly there, yeah. Feels like it some days. Feels like it.
Anyway, we were the Spy Masters, which is a reveal that we're both the Master. I hope you're paying attention.
Yep.
God, they should have done that so much, but I'm going to try and re-edit that in to make it better. That's my plan.
You're going to cut the... And, that's the beauty of being... That's what you do, isn't it? You're very good at editing to make yourself sound funnier in retrospect. I always sound much worse, I notice, on the podcast. People must think I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah, no. I like to just add extra ums and ers in for you. Just get
yeah, just
head,
to give a
know,
sense that of that I'm not quite as professional a broadcaster as your good self. No, I understand.
Yeah, I'll just... And, you know, occasionally add it in what sounds a bit racial slurry, but you have to listen quite carefully and, you know...
Yeah, just the hint of it. Just the hint of, like, is Mike okay? Is he alright? Yeah.
Because what I want is the next time you're making fucking Avengers game or a Steven Universe movie time, I don't fucking know what it is.
Who told you? Yeah.
I want them to go... I think he needs someone else like to help write. And they'd be like, what about that dude he does the podcast with? And then I'm in.
Yeah, they're clearly very close.
And then we'll be writing it. And then I'll slowly...
That's my new life's goal, by the way. Like, at some point to be in... Yeah. I want to be, you know, in a meeting in Hollywood. Because we're doing, you know, lots of other things. I want to be at my next meeting in Hollywood. And then to lean across the table and go, we were thinking you could bring Dan in on this one.
And then the door bursts open. And I'm like, yeah!
Yeah!
No,
the episodes of Avengers.
Better idea. Like, you're going, oh shit, yeah, no, we will. And then you leave. And then the person who said that takes off its mask and it's me. And I'm like, ah.
And you're like, I'm the Hollywood Master, the Master of Hollywood, yeah. I'm the Master. All is
we need a writing
That's a better
master.
Version of your joke, by the way. Say again, sorry?
Yeah, I know, I liked it. I hate you. I've talked over it. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'll edit you out. I'm going to edit all of you out.
None of this will make it in. No, you'll never know. No.
Doctor Who is back on Sunday with, I'm assuming, Spyfall Part 2, because Jim will can't title shit. And then the Sunday after that, with an episode called Orphan 55. Ooh.
Ooh.
Bye.
Bye.